Blog Talk Radio.
Happiness, the greatest gift that I possess. I thank the Lord that I've been blessed with more than my share of happiness. To me, this world is a wonderful place. I'm the luckiest human in the human race. I've got no silver and I've got no gold, but I've got happiness in my soul. Happiness to me is an ocean tide, a sunset fading on a mountainside, a big old heaven full of stars above, when I'm in the arms of the one I love. Oh, happiness, happiness, the greatest gift that I possess. I thank the Lord that I've been blessed with more than my share of happiness. Happiness is a field of grain, turning its face to the falling rain. I see it in the sunshine, breathe it in the air. Happiness, happiness everywhere. A wise old man told me one time, happiness is a frame of mind. When you go to measuring a man's success, don't count money, count happiness. Oh, happiness, happiness, the greatest gift that I possess. I thank the Lord that I've been blessed with more than my share of happiness. Oh, happiness, happiness, the greatest gift that I possess. I thank the Lord that I've been blessed with more than my share of happiness. I got more than my share of happiness.
Well, good evening, everybody, and welcome. It is Wednesday night, and what a glorious evening it is as well, because we've pretty much got a full moon out here, and I've just been stood at the window soaking in all the energies of the moon. Absolutely love it. And funnily enough, I have this picture that's above my my lovely bed, and it's a beautiful moon that's just sat there in the dark, and there's two people underneath it with their arms reaching up towards the moon, getting all the energies out in the wilderness. It's an absolutely lovely picture. So I have a real proper connection with the moon that I love. So welcome to Raising the Vibration, and we do it with love, but we're going to change it slightly tonight because we do it with love and healing, and you'll find out why in a minute. You can get me on all the W's, spiritualmedium.org.uk, my email, John, J-O-N, always remember it's J-O-N, short for Jonathan. I know I never use it, but I've been called a lot of things in my time, I'm sure you'll have enough of that one, but yeah, John, J-O-N. At spiritualmedium.org.uk. You can also get on the links on my website for Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. So I hope you guys are having a fantastic week. I've actually been out and done some work today for a change, which was in the glorious sunshine that we've had here. And I've actually got a little bit of a tan on my head. For those that have seen my picture, I don't have any hair left. And the little bits I do have, I shave off. So I did catch the sun a little bit today. And it was fantastic. We're in this beautiful place over in Worcester called Stanbrook. I think it was Stanbrook Hall, I think, or hotel or something like that. And it was amazing. It was an old monastery, and there was the church there, and they've turned it into this hotel. But on the front, they've done a new build, and on the back, it's still all the original stuff. And it's really cool because you've got all the really big old doors. They've got a chapel in there, all different kinds of things. And even when you're looking for the loo, it doesn't say toilet or anything like that. It says, what did it say? Nun's powder room and monk's washroom or something like that. But yeah, it was a beautiful place and lovely energies that were there. So tonight's show, we do have a very special guest coming on tonight by the name of Deborah Southworth. Now, I'm going to tell you a little bit about Deborah before she comes on, because I've been really lucky, and I've just had a little healing session with Deborah. It was absolutely amazing, but we'll talk about that in a little while. She's a divine energy healer, intuitive prayer healer, a shamanic energy practitioner, and I hope I get this right. We'll ask her in a minute. It's either Yushi or Yusui. I always call it Yusui, Yushi Reiki Master. And she's going to come on this evening and talk a little bit about herself and healing and stuff like that. So we will get to speak to Deborah in just a moment. But just before we do, if you remember, I was telling you about Macaulay, who is our youngest listener, who will be listening tonight at some point. So whether he listens, he should be in bed actually. It's 9:30 every year. But we're going to say a big happy birthday to Macaulay for his birthday on Friday. So we have a few people in the chat room tonight. Welcome everybody, Gemini Moon, JSL, Princeton, and Pugmama. Good evening, everybody. Nice to see you all here. So let's go over and say hello to Deborah. Good evening, Deborah.
Hello, John. Thank you for having me tonight.
No, thank you very much for just explain to everybody that we're changing the show slightly tonight, in theme with yourself and healing. So for people that are calling up, we're looking to do the whole show on a healing aspect tonight. So whether that's situations. In fact, I'll tell you what, if you tell us how you work and what you do. But before you do, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Oh, sure. Thank you. Thank you. Yes, I have been healing with divine energy for a better part of 30 years. I started about 30 years ago with prayer healing. And, you know, it's not something that I expected. I realized that it was something very special because when I started to pray for people, I felt this beautiful energy come through my body and I would actually start to cry. And then when I told people that I had prayed for them, I mean, miraculous things were happening. So it was really a beautiful thing. And from then on, I became interested in therapeutic touch. In 1990, I purchased a book called Hands of Light, and the author is Barbara Brennan. And that took me a little bit deeper into the metaphysical aspect of healing. You know, talked about chakras, and so that was really beautiful. And in 2007, I became interested in Reiki, and I started practicing. I became attuned in Reiki 1. And between 2007 and last year, 2015, I practiced and I studied, and I became a Reiki master teacher. So I actually passed this on. But the beautiful part about this is the Reiki when I became a master teacher, it opened up an even finer energy with me. And I stopped doing everything else that I was doing. I've worn a lot of hats professionally. And last year I turned 60. Woohoo! And it was a big year for me. I thought, you know, how many more years left do I have here on this earth plane? I really want them to matter. And, you know, it was impressed upon me by spirit that, you know, Deborah, you need to focus on the healing. And when I did that, when I quit the other things that I had been doing and just focused on the healing, the energy came through at such a fine vibration. And I find myself not just healing people in person, which I do. I do have individual divine energy sessions in person. I do a lot of distance healings. And I connect with people's energy all over the world. And it's a beautiful thing.
Oh, it certainly is. I mean, even just from my experience just a few minutes ago, it was absolutely amazing. If you don't mind, I can tell people the feelings I was getting from it.
Yeah. Thank you.
As we spoke about a moment ago, just before we started and connected, there was the gentleman that stood behind you that came through. And literally, it was like he was stood behind you on the Skype where I could see you. And then it was like he actually came through the screen and he was stood in the room with me. And he had these beautiful blue eyes that were quite dark, but so powerful. And the energy that was around him and around the top of his shoulders, this beautiful yellow energy as he was standing in here earlier, was absolutely awesome. And then I could feel the connection, when you were connecting with me. Literally all over from the top of my head, the tingles all around my head, all around my shoulders. There was the pulling from the heart area. that was going on. I had on my the left of my chest, there was my muscles were twitching, my feet
Lovely.
Were going, all different kinds of stuff. And then I had that that dripping of like oil that was going down down the back of my head. And then obviously I realized after when I spoke to you that, that's what you were using. You were using some oils as well. So, you know. It was awesome. And now I'm sat in, and then I was looking out the window, and I'm just absolutely full of energy. Absolutely full of
it. I love it. There was actually a butterfly. I could see your window in back of you when I was sending you the session, and there was a butterfly that was hanging around. It was very cool. And when I was done, it flew away. Yeah, so that was a little extra visitor that we had. Yeah, it's pretty special, I have to tell you. It's not me. I can take no credit for this. I connect with divine energy, and, you know, I refer to it as resonant energy sometimes because truly this is intelligent divine energy that meets people where they are. I, much like a conductor of a musical symphony, sometimes I feel like I'm a conductor of light, of this divine energy, and it's intelligent. And spirit has impressed upon me that I am to release all attachment to outcome. It's very freeing to just go in with my heart and soul and channel this beautiful energy. And I know that the person on the other end, on the receiving end, is going to be receiving exactly what they need and how they can accept it, because we all have different experiences. And, you know, who am I to judge the best way for you to receive? So spirit does that for me, and it's freeing. That's really beautiful.
Brilliant. So the divine energy healer side of you, as you say, that's more of a hands-on thing, is it?
Well, yeah. I mean, Reiki is very hands-on as well, and I do practice at a holistic health center in Hapag, Long Island. And, you know, pretty much there, I'm the on-site Reiki master. But when I heal from my home, I don't even call it Reiki anymore. I call it divine energy because truly I am channeling divine energy from the universe. Divine energy is who we are. It's, you know, even the term Reiki means universal energy. They're one and the same. And you know, Christians may say, I went to a healer and they were healing with the Holy Spirit. Same thing. Yeah. In India, they call it chi or prana. And, you know, in China, they call it chi. So it's all the same beautiful energy.
That's right. I mean, it's all from source anyway, isn't it? It doesn't matter what you call it.
Exactly.
So also I've noticed in your list as well, you do shamanic energy. You're a shamanic energy practitioner.
Yes. I do. I call it shamanic energy practitioner because it's the energy that I'm actually almost traveling to another reality when I channel this. I know during the session when we were through, you asked me, you know, it looked like I was crying, and I do, because when this energy flows through me, it's just so intense and powerful that tears come down my eyes, and you may hear me cough or you may hear me yawn. And sometimes this sounds a little crazy, but sometimes my eyes almost roll in back of my head. And a friend of mine who was a healer, and she's intuitive, had told me it's because I'm connecting with other realities. And when you connect with other realities, it's almost like you're journeying. And truly, I feel more like a shaman than, you know, just a Reiki master. And being a Reiki master is a beautiful thing. But this is more intense, for sure.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm just looking into the shamanism side of stuff at the minute. And I've been doing a lot of journeying as well lately.
Yeah.
This weekend, I'm actually going on a workshop in Derby, which is all about the shamanism and meeting your spirit guides. It's funny because everything I'm going to do this weekend, I've already started doing myself.
That's the way it works, right? That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's wonderful.
So,
that's really wonderful.
You know, spirit already taking me on those journeys. But it is, you know, it's wonderful working with the, you know, the lower earth, the middle earth, the upper earth, and all the different dimensions. Just briefly, we went on one of my journeys. They took me to Machu Picchu, and when I was there, they showed me all the different portal doors that are available for different dimensions. And we actually went into 5 different ones just briefly, just so I could experience them. So I really understand where you're coming from with you know, working in different dimensions. And there's so much that we just you know, we haven't even touched the tip of the iceberg yet. It's amazing.
Oh, it's so true, John. It's so true. And when I do, I connect with people's energy. I also work with my husband calls them my God squad. I have a whole team of, that's cute, right? He calls them my God squad. And I work with a team of ascended masters, angels, spirit guides. And I never know quite who is going to be channeling through me. So sometimes I'll get an impression on who it is that I'm channeling. Oftentimes it's Mother Mary energy, which I have Catholic roots. I'm not a practicing Catholic, but anybody who has been baptized Catholic and has practiced, you know, we always love our saints. I still love my saints. So I believe I've got quite a few, including Mother Mary that works with me and helps me, convey this energy, extend this energy to people, strictly for healing, selflessly, yeah. Strictly for healing, yeah.
Oh, and there's, you know, some of the Ascended Masters' energies are just absolutely amazing, you know, from, say, Mother Mary, you know, Jesus, Saint Germain, you know.
Oh, yeah.
The list can just go, well, it does go on and on and on, so, and it's
absolutely
good. That, you know, you get to work with all these different ascended masters as well and feel their energy and their presence.
Yes.
That must be awesome.
It is absolutely beautiful. It's you know, life is beyond magical at this point. And I, you know, I'm just so grateful and so humbled that these energies are channeling themselves through me and I can extend them to other people. And, you know, on a higher level, I believe that I was born, this is the work that I was born to do. And, you know, truly it may have taken 60 years to decide to do this full time. I just got goosebumps all over me, major confirmation, but it's amazing. Life is magical. It's like the stuff that happens. You couldn't make this stuff up. It's better than something that I could make up because it's real. It's beautiful. It's so healing.
Fantastic.
So
if people wanted to get hold of you, for an energy healing stuff, where can they get hold of you? Where's your email and etc.?
Oh, thank you. Yes, I would love to share my email. My email is divinelydebra, DEVINILEY DEBRA @yahoo.com. Feel free to email me, and you know, let me know how I can contact you, and we can chat a little bit. We can Skype or we can talk over the phone to see if this is something you would like to experience. You can also check my website, which is kind of under construction. I'm still trying to get it to feel like me, and it's, I'm coming close. And it's www.debra.southworth.com. So you can also find me there as well. And you can find me all over social media. I'm on Pinterest. I'm on Facebook. I'm on Instagram. So, and that would be at Divinely Debra or Debra Southworth. You can find me. So,
fantastic. And they can get all those links as well on your website, I presume, yeah?
Absolutely. Yes, absolutely. They can find them there as well. Yeah. Thank you for letting me share that.
No problem at all. No problem at all. Could you quickly talk us through how a typical long distance healing session would be with you?
Okay, absolutely. Absolutely. So I would have connected with the person ahead of time via telephone just so we could chat. And I always tell my clients that I need them to find a comfortable place to lie down. Although you and I, we did it a little differently. I'll talk about that as well. But most of the time they're lying down, in their bed. And I ask them to put a tall glass of cool, crystal clear water next to their nightstand. And that's something that Spirit has instructed me to tell people. And I've come to understand that it helps to facilitate the energy. So after that, I sit down, I relax. I have an affirmation that connects me to this beautiful divine love. And anyone can use this affirmation. You will find this on my website as well. So you don't have to write it down right now. But I am a pure channel of divine love. I release those things that no longer serve me. And what happens is we all are pure channels of divine love. Just sometimes we've got energy blocks or whatever that's kind of, kind of like putting a veil between us and our beautiful divine connection. So when I say this, I reaffirm who I am and whoosh, I'm connected to the energy. And then I will say the person's name three times, like I did this afternoon with you, John, John, John. and I can feel whoosh, the energy, I am actually connected with you. Oh my goodness, even just talking about it, I feel like I'm connecting with your energy right now, John. I've got the warmth in my hands and it's starting to move. So yeah, we're definitely connected for the show. So when I do this and I tune into people's energy, again, I release all attachment to outcome. I don't know a lot about my clients. All I know is that they have connected with me for a reason. And since this is intelligent, divine energy, it will go to my clients exactly the way they're supposed to be receiving it. So it's really a beautiful thing. Now, a typical session, I sometimes do little mini power sessions for 15 or 20 minutes. That's what we did today. But most often, the sessions are between 35 and 45 minutes. They're divinely guided. And, if you were to watch me do these sessions, if you're intuitive, I think you'd probably just be in awe because I've got the light totally like a column of light connecting with me. And I sob. I absolutely sob when the energy moves through me. Traditional Reiki, which is a beautiful thing, traditionally travels in one direction, through the practitioner's hands and even through distance to the client, and it helps to release blockages. What I do, I'm actually not only extending divine energy to my clients, I kind of call it like I'm a spiritual vacuum cleaner, and I go in and just help you to remove blocks that you may not even know are there, energetic blocks, and they come through me. So I, as I'm releasing, sometimes I cough, sometimes I yawn, I sob. People that have a lot of heartache, when I'm tuning into them, I will absolutely sob to release it, to assist them in releasing it. But it's not all up to me. It's up to my clients as well. And I tell them that, drink a lot of water the next few days. Everybody reacts differently. Some people feel a warm, gentle energy around them. Some people don't feel anything. Some people become very agitated. Now, you have to remember, sometimes our ruts are comfy. You know what I mean? And it can be a little scary to want to release something that we may have been carrying around for 30 years. But, I go in there and I shake up your energy. And, so for the next 2 or 3 days, I say truly 72 hours, drink a lot of water, get a lot of rest, and be like the observer, because you probably will find that you're thinking about things that you haven't thought about for a long time. Could be back, you were 7 years old and your teacher told you that, you weren't smart enough or whatever. I mean, I'm just pulling something out of the hat. Yeah. We may have think that we don't think about these things, but, there's cellular memory and we hold on to stuff. So maybe in the back of your mind, you're always thinking, well, gee, you're comparing yourself to others. Sometimes I feel like I'm not smart enough and you don't even connect to that comment. Well, I go in there with this flipping sword of light and I just dive right in and release these, help to assist in releasing these energetic blocks. So it's magical. Life is magical. I love what I do. Absolutely love it.
Fantastic. It sounds absolutely, well, I know it's absolutely awesome. Yeah, I've experienced
Thank
it.
You. Thank you.
As we were talking earlier on as well, we talked about the authenticity story that you want to talk about. So
Yes. Thank you. Yes. I don't know if you get it in the UK, but you probably do. Oprah has Super Soul Sunday on, and I love to tune in once in a while. And she had a guest on, Marianne Williamson. And she is she's a famous author. She's a speaker. She's a thought provoker, very spiritual. And I was listening to her speak that day thinking, I would love to get in front of groups of people. And heck, I could see myself on Oprah one day having a lovely conversation and sharing what I do. And all of a sudden, this self-doubt came in. And I thought, I'm not Marianne Williamson. She's so articulate. I don't know if I could have the self-confidence to do what she does. And I thought about that, and I kind of owned that for a while, and it did feel good, I have to tell you. Well, I fell asleep. And spirit, that time in the morning when you're not asleep and you're not awake, I get a lot of messages during that time. And spirit sent me this beautiful graphic in my mind and said to me basically that it's important for me and everyone else, this message is for everyone, to strive to be the authentic, highest version of yourself, your authentic self. Don't strive to be a secondhand version of someone else, because, you know, the world doesn't need another Marianne Williamson. You know, they need another John. They need another Deborah. So that's where I am. And it was this beautiful healing and release that Spirit provided with me to share that information with me. And it hasn't been the same since. Here I am.
Yeah, and it's so right. You know, a lot of people that's in whatever they do, you know, there's always anything from, TV actors, film stars, you know, intuitive healers, mediums, you know, we're all the same. We all have that thought, you know, when you sit. I mean, I was exactly the same as I was telling you earlier. You know, to see some of these mediums when I was first starting out, and I was like, oh, I want to be like that. That's what I want to be like, you know. And Spirit like, well, you know, why do you want to be like them? You know, don't you want to be yourself? You know,
it's true. It's true. I always used to worry about, oh, what am I going to say? Am I going to have enough information? Well, the thing is that when I'm in that energy of being my authentic self, oh my goodness, John, I could talk to you for 4 hours straight. When I'm comparing myself to someone else and trying to be like them, I'm like, oh, I should have taken notes. What am I going to say? You know what I mean? It just doesn't flow. But when you're in your own energy and connected to the divine source, the energy, the information just sort of flows. Yeah, it's a beautiful thing. And we all have that ability. Right? We need to make a conscious choice, right?
Yes, very much a choice. And we do have a choice, you know, in everything that we do. We've got a few people in the chat room tonight. So we've got Gemini Moons in there, guest 161, JSL Princeton, and Pug Mama. We've got a question there as well. JSL, and
wonderful.
They say, I just don't get how it is possible to release all outcomes or let go mentally, emotionally, or energetically when trauma is cellularly ingrained.
Yes, and I appreciate that. I do this. I try to release all attachment to outcome in anything that I do. You know, it's true. Energy can be sticky. It absolutely can be sticky. And, you know, I've done my best to release the sticky stuff in my past, trying to make myself more clear so I can be a clearer channel to extend this energy to others. I say just take it one moment at a time, really, truly. Just remember truly that in any given moment, you are a pure channel of divine light. You are. And remember the words that I think about every single day. Where there is light, there can be no darkness. Life is a big old school. And sometimes it gets messy, unfortunately. You know, we get hurt. Like I said, life is sticky. We hold on to stuff. But that sticky stuff, do you know what it is? All it is energy. That's all it is. And as you start to raise your vibration, releasing attachment to outcome, and that doesn't mean that you shouldn't dream about your future or, oh gosh, dreaming is so important to think about where you want to be in the future. It just means that if you are in the present moment, very important, we forget to live in the present moment. If you are operating with integrity, connecting with love and compassion, then you don't need to have a lot of attachment to outcome, because guess what? You are being the highest authentic version of yourself that is possible. And that is the best that we can bring to this world. And as you do that, as your vibration raises, you operate like this. I guarantee your vibration is going to raise. And you, as your vibration is raising, guess what? You're a gift to the world, because, you know, even without realizing it, when people of a higher vibration, any vibration, walk into a space, they raise the vibration of everyone there. It's just really, really a beautiful thing. And those things that did not serve you, remember that affirmation. I am a pure channel of divine love. I release those things that no longer serve me. That sticky stuff, guess what? It doesn't serve you anymore. You need to let it go. You just need to let it go. Look at it. You need to, if you need to feel, you know, the energy of fear or sadness or whatever, you feel that. You go ahead. I'm not telling you to deny that. Feel it, because it, only in feeling this stuff can you release it and let it go. Try to be an observer and just, you know, release it. I'm going to take you all through a beautiful energy technique later as well. You let me know, John, when you think you want to do that. The instruction takes 2 or 3 minutes, and this energy technique will change you. It will... It's awesome. And you can teach it. Teach it's my gift to the world. It was channeled through spirit, and I love to get it out there.
Brilliant. Yeah, you know, we all hold, you know, like you say, hold on to stuff. And my particular, my great story is that relationships, and I always had the same relationships, you know, that weren't very nice to me, and it kept happening and kept happening and kept happening, you know. And then I got to the point when I was getting into all this and realizing about what it was, and you know, the energy that I was keeping there, and the sticky stuff, as you say, that was just hanging around all the time. And once I got to that point, well, do you know what, I don't need this anymore, and you know, it's not, and etc., and let it go. And then as soon as I did, straight away, somebody comes walking around the corner, completely unexpected. You know?
Yeah, I love it.
All hunky dory, and
I absolutely love it. Yeah, you know, so we do that. You know, sometimes, and if we can just stop back and look at our life as a giant life, in my opinion, and again, take what you like and toss the rest. That's what I tell people. I am sharing my truth with you today. So if there's something that's uncomfortable to you, I just say, well, you know, maybe keep it in your back pocket and look at it again in a month or 2 months or whatever. I am definitely not forcing anyone to believe what I believe, but I believe that this experience that we're going through on this earth plane is nothing but a big school. And, you know, in any given situation, in any given moment, we have the opportunity to choose love or fear. And it seems like, oh, God, there's a lot of gray area in between, isn't there? Yes, there most certainly is. But you need to pause and ask yourself, what would the most loving choice be? You know, like if someone is very short with you and, oh, gosh, you're just not feeling well and you just want to snap back at them. Well, see how it feels to maybe instead of snapping back at them, and I'm not saying they didn't deserve it, because sometimes people, you know, they're not always nice. But how about if you respond to them, maybe not the way they're expecting, and just let it roll off your shoulders. Give them a smile. Understand they probably had one heck of a morning. You have no idea what people are going through before you have, you know, an interaction with them. So, I mean, his mom just could have died, or, you know, his dog could have been hit by a car. So if, I mean, you're snapping back at him, you're not only harming your own vibration and just kind of creating a knot in the pit of your stomach, you're not helping to raise his vibration. And always remember that, you know, when you assist someone else, and you're kind and compassionate and loving, you're assisting the world. We're all intrinsically connected, truly.
Beautiful. Wonderful.
Thank you.
So we do have some people on the call lines today. Don't forget, everybody, today the show is all about healing, etc. We're going to try and steer away from the spiritual messages and stuff, and we're going to try and work around the healing side of things. If there is anybody that's listening that is on a laptop, if you can put some headphones in just so that we don't get the feedback like we did the other week, that would be fantastic. So we're going to go over to our first caller, if you're ready, Deborah.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you.
No problem at all. Let's find out who's in the list there. Here we go. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Very well, thank you. What's your name?
Kathy.
Hello, Kathy. How can we help you today?
Hi. I would like some healing.
Fantastic.
Okay. Well, what in particular are you thinking about today? Is there one particular, so we can put a kind of an intention in there on your end of what it is that you would like to be releasing? You don't have to
definitely. Mind chatter.
A lot of mind chatter going on. Okay, Kathy, I'm going to tune into your vibration, and I'm going to ask you that you just close your eyes, and that you put your each of your two fingers together, so the energy will flow. And I'm just going to kind of tune into you, and I'm going to do a brief clearing with you. Alrighty. So I'm going to connect with spirit with a beautiful, beautiful divine intention. I am a pure channel of divine love, and I release those things that no longer serve Kathy. Kathy, Kathy. So close your eyes, Kathy. Yeah, I'm feeling a beautiful connection with you right now. If you hear me yawning or coughing, oftentimes I do that when I release. The energy is definitely flowing. You may or may not feel anything, Kathy, and there is no right way or wrong way to connect.
Okay.
So just relax. Take a couple of nice, deep cleansing breaths, Kathy.
I've got a powerful connection.
Okay, now I'm imagining you as a beautiful ball of energy between my hands. And this is the shamanic side of me. I'm going to blow three beautiful breaths of divine love into your energy. And I'm connecting and I'm raising your vibration right now when we're releasing some things, Kathy. I want you to totally understand how truly loved you are by so many. By so many that you probably don't even realize it. And you're surrounded by spirit, and spirit, there are so many that love you and want to support you. And understand that you can open yourself up to that energy anytime. Anytime. I love being a divine energy.
Oh, I think we've just lost. Oh,
what happened?
No.
We just lost her?
Deborah there. She's just dropped the call. So we're going to stay on the line just for a moment. Stay where you are. for those that have
just. It must
just,
have been the energy.
Yes. Yeah, it must be the energy. Yeah, going down the lines, you see. So I'm sure she will come back online in just a moment. And for those that have just joined us, welcome to Raising the Vibration. We do it with love and healing tonight with Deborah Southworth. In fact, I'm going to quickly see if I can message her just to let her know that she's gone offline. Don't you just love these shows? They're amazing, aren't they?
I know.
Let's just send her a quick message there now. Oh, hang on a minute. Deborah. Cut off. Hopefully we can get her back on in just a minute.
I didn't want to get on my train because I would lose her.
Oh, bless you. Well, we'll give her a couple of minutes and see. Are you all right to hold on just for a second?
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, fantastic. I mean, the energy in the room here tonight as well, since I've had the healing, is just ramped up. My whole chest area is absolutely buzzing with energy. If anybody that's listening wants to get a hold of Deborah, just rewind the show a little bit and you can get Deborah's website and email off there. I wonder if she's realised that she's actually cut off. Hopefully she'll come back in a minute. So what I'll do, I'm just going to put you back on hold for a minute. Is that okay?
Okay. Oh. I've got about like 7 minutes can wait. So, but if I'm off, she can finish and I can listen to it later. She could just.
Yeah. Okay. Well, while you're there, I wasn't going to do any cards tonight, but while you're there, let's see if we can get you on. Let's have a look and see what the angels will bring out for you. Hopefully, Deborah's going to get back on line. She's probably miles off. She's probably working with you. She will still be working with you. I hope she's realized.
She said the energy's there, and I've been trying to reach that energy that she was talking about. You know, yeah. I've been working on my spiritual journey.
Mm-hmm. Ah, fantastic. So she's absolutely bang on there. And what we're getting for you here as well is being outside in the fresh air, and it's all to do with your body and your physical body as well. With Deborah helping you to release all this stuff that's going on with you as well, and being out in nature is going to help.
I love nature, well. Yeah.
And it's like I need to be out there and you know, get into Mother Nature's cradle, open your curtains and your windows, etc., and really bring in, you know, the love of them. Okay. I'm surprised she hasn't come back online yet. Let's try and... Da, 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 da. Let's just get her, see if we can get her back there. Okay. So I've just sent her another message just to see if we can get her back on, back online. Let's try on there as well. So, Kathy, I'm ever so sorry.
That's okay.
Let's just give her a quick message on Facebook as well. Your call has dropped. See, I can't do two things at once. I'm a typical bloke, me. I can't do multitasking. Talk and text at the same time.
I might call back, and when I get to the other side, which is like 10 minutes after.
Okay, yeah.
From now.
Do that.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll make. Is yeah, that one there.
It'll probably be about 14 minutes or so. Okay.
That's fine. We're on for another 50 minutes yet, so that's fine.
Okay. All right. Thanks.
All right, Kathy. Take care. Bye bye.
Bye.
All right. So she's just messaged back. She's lost and can't get back on. The telephone number is. Let's see if we can get her to call in, which is. 646-564-9523-9523. Let's see if we can get her back on. Oh, what a shame. What an awesome show as well. I hope everybody else there else was feeling the energies. Click your link again on email. So hopefully she'll be able to call back in. Oh dear, what a shame. So yeah, a bit of an experience I had yesterday. We had some lovely weather, wasn't it? Yesterday, it was the day before, and I sat down by the castle and the sun was shining. And I'd got my book out, and funnily enough, little signs and things that I was getting this week, even though the show is called Raising the Vibration, everywhere I go, I always seem to get little signs and things. Hang on a minute, she's just getting me to call. Oh, there she is. There she is. There we go. Hello.
Hello, can you hear me?
Gotcha. Oh, we got you.
Oh, yay, I'm so happy. Dropped off. I was in the middle of the session and I lost you and it wouldn't let me connect again. Technology.
Oh, yeah, technology. So Kathy's had to go. She's had to get on the train, but when she gets to the other side, she's going to call back.
Okay, I had a lovely connection from my side with her. So I'm hoping that you know, she felt a little something, that she knew that I truly had connected with her.
Well, yeah, because what did she say? Yeah, with the energy that you connected with her, she was trying to get back. She was getting back in touch with the energy that you were talking about to start with as well. So that was
lovely.
Perfect. Absolutely perfect.
Lovely, lovely. Well, maybe she can call back again, and we can resume. We can resume where my computer kind of dropped us off.
No problem at all. Let's go over to our next caller. Hello there.
Hello.
Hello, hello. What's your name?
My name is Keisha.
Hello, Keisha. How are you today?
I'm fine.
Hi, Keisha.
Hey.
Cool. I'll hand you over to Deborah then and have a chat with her.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you. I'm just going to put my headphones in on my phone so I can be hands-free. So give me just one moment, please.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, can you hear me?
Yes, I hear you fine.
Perfect. Oh, wonderful. Okay, I can hear you too. Oh, I'm so happy to be connected again. Keisha. Keisha, thank you for calling in. It's lovely to connect with you. How can I help you? Do you have a question or?
Well, I would like a healing, but I would like it at the DNA level, like a cleansing that kind of goes all the way down to the molecular level and get all the junk out or help it come out of me.
Okay. Well, understand that really, truly, this energy is intelligent and it's divine, and it's going to meet you exactly where you are. So I certainly can visualize, you know, with you know, an intention of going into the DNA. You're going to receive this however you need to receive it. And understand as well that this session, it's kind of like it's a small session. You know, it's pretty quick. We're going to, you know, just probably spend a couple of minutes doing this. But know that I'm available if you would like to connect for a longer session. So I ask that you just close your eyes and put your fingers together. Oh. All right. And I'm going to say your name three times. If you hear me coughing or yawning, basically that's releasing. I'm not sure if you heard that before. If I yawn, it's not because I'm tired. Okay?
Right.
So I'm a pure channel. And feel this affirmation for yourself, Keisha. Okay?
Okay.
I'm a pure channel of divine love. And I release those things that no longer serve. Keisha. 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 Now I'm connecting with your energy. Oh, beautiful divine love. If you could see me on this end, it's like I have one hand receiving and beaming to you, and my other hand is actually working with the energy. And all of these sessions are divinely guided.
Okay.
Oh, gosh. I just got the flash of the word release. I just got goosebumps all over me. That's a beautiful confirmation. I think that you have some experiences, Keisha, that you've been thinking about, and you need to let them go. I mean, we all do. I mean, that could be a very general statement, but I think you know what I'm talking about. You don't even need to mention what it is. So I want you to just close your eyes.
Okay.
Relax, sweetheart, okay?
Uh-huh.
I feel something very emotional. We go right into your heart chakra. I feel heartache. I feel that you've got some wounds. I don't know how old these wounds are, but I'm tuning into them right now. Keisha, I want you to know how much you love. Okay, we don't always feel it, and, you know, again, this may be something that I tell all my clients, but it's because it's such an important, powerful message. I want you to realize how loved you are because, you know, this life here that we're walking, and I'm still tweaking your energy while I'm talking to you. I want you to know that.
Okay.
This life here that we walk isn't always easy, but I want you to look at it in a different way. I want you to look at it that you signed up for this, Keisha, because life is just a big, giant school. And in any given moment, we're here to learn the lessons. And the lesson is, do we choose love or do we choose fear? That sounds like a very general statement as well. And I know, again, I mentioned this before, that it seems like there's a lot of gray area in between. But the first thing you have to realize is you have to choose love for yourself, because you need to choose love for yourself, treat yourself, forgive yourself, stop judging yourself. Stop comparing yourself to others, okay?
Okay.
And just feel that pure divine connection that you are entitled. It is your intrinsic value. It is your right to connect with this beautiful, powerful divine love and energy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. All right. All right, I'm just smoothing your energy out a little. You have such a loving vibe, I have to tell you. You have such a loving vibe. You do. You've got such a beautiful heart, Keisha. And you have a lot of empathy, too, don't you, hon?
Yeah,
a lot of empathy for others, yeah. And I think sometimes you let others you feel their pain. You want to fix everything. Don't you just want to dive right in and just fix everybody? Yeah. And you know what? We can't. We can be a beautiful shining light. We can be the change that we want to be in the world. But we can't fix everybody else. Oh, boy, here it goes again. The love is flowing, sweetie. I think I touched upon something. We're shaking it up over here.
Okay.
We're shaking it up. Yeah, we're shaking it up. Okay, I just got goosebumps all over me. I think that you had a release. Okay. All right, I'm going to smooth your energy down. And I'm going to beam beautiful love into your heart chakra. Beautiful love into your heart chakra. Just know that the number one person for you to love is yourself. And that is not, you know, that's your ego is going to jump in and say, oh, love yourself. God, you got a big head. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about love yourself, take care of yourself, take a bubble bath, let things go, be kind to yourself, stop judging yourself. You know, you're beautiful just the way you are. You don't have to change for anyone else. You're absolutely beautiful just the way you are. And I just put a circled you in a heart, and that's the message that I'm going to close with. And I hope that you had a positive experience.
Yes, I did. Thank you so much. That was beautiful.
Oh,
very beautiful.
My pleasure. Oh, my pleasure. I've got tears coming down my cheeks. It was beautiful. It was lovely to connect with you, Keisha. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you for having me. God bless you.
God bless you.
Wow.
Bye-bye. Oh, how lovely. I think I need a drink of water.
Oh. You can actually, even while you're doing it, you know, you can just feel the energy, and you can feel the love, you know, even just through your voice, and you know, and it's almost like, you know, the sobs. You can just feel the energy in the sobs in your voice, and it's amazing, absolutely amazing.
Thank you. I'm covered with goosebumps as you share that with me. Thank you.
Lovely.
I'm gonna use the word lovely 1,000 times during the broadcast today.
No, absolutely fantastic. So we've still got JSL in the chat room, and she they're like, I really don't want to seem challenging, but I've been working on myself through several modalities for letting go and healing, yet I'm still struggling with some stuff. And typically, I am an optimistic and positive person, but I've come to realize that I was not being authentic about the depths of the pain.
Okay. You know what? Wow, bravo. Can you hear that? Guess what I'm doing? I'm clapping for you. What is this person's name?
Tell me their name. It's JSL Slavina Flack.
Okay. JSL Slavina Flack. Bravo to you for actually being authentic and tuning into how you're feeling, because, you know, your feelings, they connect you with your soul, all right? They're connecting you with your wounds. And guess what? You've got to take a look at those wounds before you're going to be able to let them go. So you are definitely on your way. I'm actually kind of tuning into your energy right at this moment. Right at this moment, I'm kind of tuning into your energy, and I feel like you are on the path of raising your vibration. You are in a place right now that you truly want to evolve, and I'm getting the feeling that you would like to help others as well. That's coming through very strong. And you know how we do that? You know how we're able to really help other people? The first step is to become clear with ourselves and to release these wounds. And again, I'm going to say this again. I said it earlier that it's so lovely to connect with you. And there are many, many teachers out there that can help bring you through these healing modalities. But ultimately, I want you to know that you can connect with divine love at any given moment. And, you know, talk out loud. I don't know if you realize it, but I think you do, that you are surrounded by guides, call in ascended masters, saints. I mean, whatever your personal spiritual beliefs are, I don't want to shake anybody up. I mean, if you're Catholic and you love your saints, but you're not quite sure about labeling them ascended masters or whatever, this is a general phrase for everyone, then certainly use the words to connect you with your personal beliefs, and just know that you can connect with this at any given moment to move forward. And, you know, I was talking earlier about releasing attachment to outcomes. I feel that meditation, you meditate right now, I'm feeling like you possibly have started meditation, and maybe not as often as you should. I'm not sure. But meditating can definitely open you up, and, you know, it connects you to your higher self, and it can help, you know, shake things up energetically as well. I think you're right on the right path. I think recognizing that you have pain and it's challenging to get rid of, don't be afraid to ask for help. As I said, it could be someone who you're working with in some healing modality. It could be yourself during prayer. Wow, prayer is so very important. I told you that's how I first connected with divine energy, and I just felt it connecting with me. And I'm feeling, yes, I'm getting a confirmation that if you pray, I'm not talking about praying out loud. You know, prayers like the Our Father, they are so beautiful, and they certainly can help connect you. But the kind of prayer that I'm talking about is talking out loud as though you were talking to a friend and sharing your innermost secrets, that stuff. We all have kind of like shady stuff within our heart that we don't want to share with people, and that's your ego kind of sitting on your shoulder telling you that you're unworthy. I want you to look at that stuff, and I want you to tell yourself, it's okay. You know, I experienced those things, and I may not have been perfect in my past, but it's time for me to let that stuff go, because the universe has, wow, way much bigger things than planned for you, definitely, without a shadow of a doubt. Oh, it's so nice to connect with you, and I hope that I helped to answer your questions. Sometimes I get a little sidetracked, so if there's anything else you want to know, feel free to pop back in.
Absolutely. Brilliant. Okay. Absolutely perfect.
Thank you.
Okay, so let's have a look at the energy technique. Yeah, let's go for that.
Okay, the energy techniques that I use?
Yeah.
Is that what you want? Okay, is that your question, John?
Yes. Tell us a little bit about your energy technique.
Okay. Well, you know how I connect with it, and that's with that beautiful affirmation. Originally, when I started connecting with this energy, I connected with the Reiki symbols, and that's beautiful. And I want people out there, I have a feeling that there are people who are already going through different levels, different healing modality training. I'm speaking to you right now, all of you. You know who you are. I want you to know that although the symbols are absolutely beautiful that you know you are using, know that you can connect with this energy with pure intention. And this is how I connect right now. And trust that the more you use this energy, the more deeply, the higher your vibration raises. Because guess what? I go in and I am here to assist others in their healing and releasing. Because the releasing that I'm doing, those are like the blocks that are, they're filtering the divine love. So I go in and I help to shake them up so you can release them. You can even do this on your own. When the energy flows through me, back to the techniques, I have a technique that spirit, again, this is a shamanic thing with me, that I connect with people by saying their name three times. The number three is a very sacred number to me. And I thought, oh, God, even just saying the number three, it's like, woof, I feel like I'm even more connected to spirit right now as I share this with you. I imagine the energy saying that, again, that affirmation, I'm a pure channel of divine love. I release those things that don't serve me. Whoosh, energy comes in my crown chakra, down my right arm, especially through my whole body, but I'm envisioning it down my right arm. My left hand, that's my tuning. It's like my tuning hand, my little rake. I spin energy, and sometimes I'll go through and I'll rake it, and then I'll just release it like I'm letting a little bird go up into the sky. I'll spin and rake and let it go. And again, this is all divinely guided. So, and sometimes I bring in sacred geometry. I was just reminded. Sometimes I bring in sacred geometry, and, you know, I never really knew what it meant before, but I've been doing a lot of healings on other healers, and, you know, a lot of them are very, very intuitive. And I was told that when I bring in the sacred geometry, like a triangle, and sometimes it's clockwise motion, sometimes it's counterclockwise motion. I was told on the other end that when I did that, they first they saw the energy coming in like a giant column of light coming toward them when I connect with them. But when I brought through the sacred geometry, specifically this time it was a triangle, they saw this energy coming in very finely, almost laser-like, which is, again, I just got it in my heart and tingles in my goosebumps. So those are my confirmations from spirit that I'm definitely speaking truth here. It brings it in, and you know, and I release attachment to outcome. I'm just however intuitively I'm guided to bring through the sacred geometry, that's what I do. And at the end of my sessions, and again, they could be short or they could be long, I go through, and sometimes I feel guided to go through a person's chakra system. I visualize them and the colors and the spinning wheels, and I connect with those. And sometimes I intuitively go in with my little rake while I'm beaming with my right, and my left hand is going through and spinning and releasing. Again, I release, you know, the muddied up energy that you don't need it anymore. It doesn't serve you. I let it go. I absolutely let it go. So, and then I smooth the person's energy out at the very end, and I put my hand on my leg, which really I'm connecting with your energy, your physical body, and then I put my hand and I do an energy symbol on the ground, and that connects you back to Mother Earth, so you're not just sort of out there after the session. So that's kind of it. That's the Cliff Notes version of what my sessions are like.
Fantastic. Awesome.
Is that good?
Yeah. Yeah. Awesome. Fantastic.
Yes. So good.
Okay, we're going to go over to our next caller, which is 831. Oh, do you know what? I'm just looking down the line, and I've got two of your numbers. I've got you, the one that's lit up, and then I've got you just above as well. So that's a bit random. We'll see what happens there, but let's go to our next caller.
Okay.
Hello.
Hi. Hi, John and Deborah. Thank you. Taking my call, I'm just listening to some of the healing and releasing that you do, which is all pretty amazing to listen to.
Oh,
oh, wonderful.
And
thank you.
Thank you.
What's your name, sorry?
Karen.
Do you have a question? Hi, Karen.
Hi.
Lovely to connect with you. Hi.
I'm not sure if I do have a question.
Okay.
Can you, generally, to answer, is it okay to ask you if you can help me with releases?
Absolutely, absolutely. It's funny, I'm already tuning into your energy already, so I don't know if you're feeling anything on the other end or not. But I want you to just totally relax. And another thing that I want you to understand is you are surrounded by angels. I can just feel that you've got this lovely angelic light. I have no idea what your spiritual beliefs are, but your vibe is wonderful. So I'm going to just tell me your name one more time, please.
Karen.
Karen. Okay, so I'm going to say your name three times, Karen. 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 Okay. I'm deeply connecting with you. I've got source channeling, really. You're a very giving person. I can feel that you are just such a lovely giving person. Oh, my goodness. And this is kind of a common theme today, I think, that sometimes we, especially women, forget to give to ourselves. Do you resonate with that?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, sometimes we forget. We forget to do that. I want you, when next time you go out, I want you to buy yourself a bouquet of flowers. Okay? I just got goosebumps all over me, so that's a lovely confirmation. Oh, yeah, goosebumps. Covered with goosebumps, Karen. That's for you. You need the flowers.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Has your mom passed?
Yes, she has.
I'm feeling like your mom inspired me to tell. Yeah, I could. She's passing you a beautiful bouquet of flowers. So when you pick out these flowers and you enjoy them in your home, know that I believe, take it or leave it, that it was your mom's energy that inspired me to share those words with you. And I feel like she just loves you so much. Again, some of this feels just like so general, like this could be for anyone, but know that this is for you. This is definitely for you, Karen. Okay. Oh,
she did cross, and I've been very much wanting to connect to her. So this,
okay.
Although it could be general, is very specific to me.
Karen, right now, and I want you to just close your eyes, hon. Just close your eyes, and I want you to relax. And I'm tuning into your heart right now. Your heart, and I'm feeling heartache there, sweetie. Can I try to offer you a release? Okay. I want you to feel your mom's energy around you specifically. Anytime you call her name, she wants you to know that she's around you, okay? I'm just feeling like there's just so much love flowing through me to you. This is for you, sweetie. this is for you. She's just sending you love and healing. You're such a lovely person, truly you are. Okay. All right. Okay. Okay, I'm just going to kind of smooth your energy out a little bit. And, all right, I'm just going to beam a little extra love into your heart chakra. You are worthy of love. You are absolutely worthy of love. Love yourself, sweetheart. This is a common theme because we all seem to have a problem with that. We are so critical of ourselves, comparing ourselves to others. And I'm not saying that you're doing that, but I'm telling you that if this resonates with you a little bit, you need to let it go. You need to just absolutely let it go. Because if I can just send one message out here to everyone who is listening to this program, you don't have to change yourself for anyone. You're beautiful just the way you are. You don't have to look like that woman on a magazine cover. She's airbrushed anyway, and she's probably got an eating disorder. God bless her. We'll send her some love, too. You do not need to be comparing yourself to anyone. You need to be authentically shining as yourself, because the world needs another Karen. I feel like you're very giving as well, very giving. And with that, I'm going to close. I'm just going to leave you with a beautiful heart and send you love. And thank you so much for calling and connecting with me today. I hope that this has brought you some joy. Are you still there?
Karen?
Hello?
Yes, it is. I'm sorry. Thank you both very, very much. Thank you for this show. I really appreciate it. I'm very much enjoying it. Thank you, Deborah and John. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. God bless
you.
It's my honor.
Bless you,
it's my honor. God bless you. Thank you.
Bless you, Karen.
Thank you
enjoy
so
the rest
much.
Of your day. Take care.
I will. Thank you so
don't,
much.
Don't forget to buy those flowers, Karen.
Okay,
Deborah. Okay, promise me. Okay, lovely.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bless you.
Bless you. Bye-bye.
Bless you.
Wow, that's wonderful.
It's
just mad. I mean, obviously I do healing myself, but to feel it while you're doing it to somebody else, and I can feel my heart pulling, you know, my heart chakras going as you're
lovely.
Doing it. It's mental. Absolutely mental.
It's lovely. Go ahead.
Sorry, I've got under above your number in the switchboard. I've got your number again, so I'm just going to.
Isn't that funny?
See what happens there. Yeah, that's just if
okay.
I X
oh, well,
out.
Oh, you know, because I know why. I had actually tried to call in a couple of times, and it connected me to the show, but it didn't connect me as a guest on your show. So I let that call go. I thought, just pay no attention
okay.
to that.
Because
I'm where I need to be right now. And I wanted to add, I want to add something to what you just said about how you can actually feel the healing as I'm connecting with these people. You know, I want everyone who's listening today to understand that we are all connected. We are all connected. And when one person heals, I mean, you have to heal everyone on the planet. It's kind of wild and crazy to think about. I don't even know how many people are on this planet. But to just know that when I send out healing, when I accept healing for myself, that it's helping to raise the vibration of everyone here. And Mother Earth herself, she has a vibration as well. And, you know, sometimes it's a little overwhelming to see, you know, what we're doing in the world, you know, whether it's knocking down our rainforest or fracking or whatever. And, you know, having a lot of empathy as I do, sometimes it's challenging for me to see these things or to view suffering. And sometimes I feel like I'm absolutely overwhelmed and there's nothing that I can do. Well, I want to empower all of you that are hearing my words that there is something that you can do. Obviously, we can all take action on some small level, whether it's signing a petition or whatever. But when I tell you, you just taking a moment to pause, to connect with the beautiful earth energy or to send love and prayers to whatever it is you're seeing that's going on around the world, holy cannoli, you have added so much, you know, positivity and love to that particular whatever it is. That, you know, let that empower you. Don't be overwhelmed by the things that you can't do. Become empowered by what you can do, even if it's just a smile or a prayer. Truly, that's my message.
Fantastic, beautiful message. No, and absolutely perfect. Absolutely perfect.
Thank you. Thank
right,
you.
Let's go over to our next caller and say hello. 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 Hello, is anybody there? Is anybody there? Sounds like we're in a seance. 631 area code. Is anybody there?
Yes,
oh,
I'm here.
That's,
yeah,
oh.
I'm here. I'm here. Hello?
Hello?
Hello
there. What's your name?
Sue.
Hello, Sue. I'm going to pass you over to Deborah.
Hello, Sue. Thank you for calling in.
You're welcome.
How can I help you today?
I just tuned in, so I didn't know what kind of readings you were doing.
Okay. Well, specifically, I'm not a reader, but what I'm doing today is I'm offering energetic healing. So, you know, if you had wanted to, and answering questions about energy and the divine work that I do, did you take a quick little look to see a little bit about who I am? Before you popped in or no. And that's okay if you didn't. It's fine. Hello?
Hello.
Hi. I feel a little bit disconnected from you. John,
I was
maybe
eating.
You would like to offer... Oh, okay.
Oh, I didn't know. What kind of healings do you do?
I am a divine energy healer, and I connect with Source. Divine love is what I like to refer to it as, and I do a lot of distance healings, and I help people release energy and blockages that may be prohibiting them from connecting with the divine love that they were born to connect with. I help to raise individuals' vibrations, and in doing that, I help to raise the vibration of the planet. It's really good stuff.
All right, maybe so that I can meet, have a boyfriend, maybe you can heal that.
Okay. Well, I would love to tune into you energetically and send you some divine love. And if you hadn't heard this show previously, I just want to just kind of give you the Cliff Notes version. This is beautiful, divine, intelligent energy, and it meets people where they are. So I release all attachment to any outcome. So, you know, I can tune into your energy and maybe help you release an energy block, but really it's truly up to you how you're going to receive it. So tell me your name again, please.
Suzanne.
Suzanne. All right, Suzanne. I want you to sit down and close your eyes and just totally relax. And I'm going to say your name three times, Suzanne. 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 And beautiful divine energy is flowing through me. And I'm connecting with your energy. All right, I'm going to go right for your solar plexus. I'm feeling like maybe you've got a little block. Solar plexus. Do you ever feel like you have a little knot in like the pit of your stomach?
Yeah.
That is your solar plexus, and this is for everyone. You know, when we carry stuff on these energetic blocks, oftentimes, although they could be anywhere on our body, oftentimes they are between our heart chakra and our solar plexus. I mean, if you listen to the language, it's like, you know, oh, I've got an ache in my heart, or I've got a knot in the pit of my stomach. A lot of people feel this, and they don't realize that it's energetically related, and it is. Okay, I'm tuning into your energy and your solar plexus right now. I'm just, you may or may not feel anything. I'm just feeling a little anger there. Have you been angry at someone recently?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I want to tell you something. Now, life can be messy. It absolutely can be messy, okay? And not every interaction we have is going to be, you know, pleasant. Some stuff, sometimes we got to feel stuff that gets us upset, and you are certainly entitled to your emotions. Do you ever, like when you, I don't know what it is particularly, and it's not necessary for you to share this with us, but if you're getting angry at someone, do you kind of like relive this like over in your mind, like why did that happen? What did I do? Could I have done something differently? Why did he say that to me? Etc. Do you do that sometimes?
Yes.
Okay. What you're doing is you are reliving the experience. And your body does not know whether you are experiencing this for the first time or if this is, you know, something that has been hanging around for 3 years. Every time you think about this, you feed that negativity energy. Stop it. You got to stop it. You got to let that crap go. You don't need to hold on to this. I want you, no matter what the interaction has been, and I want to stay with you specifically. I'm talking about men right now, okay? Whatever your specific interactions have been with men, I want you to chalk it up for experience. This is all part of the greater lesson plan for you to connect with somebody who resonates at a higher vibration and who is going to compliment you, all right? Compliment you. I want you to, when I say compliment, I'm not saying that they're going to tell you, oh, Karen, you've got great legs. You could have great legs, and compliments like that are wonderful. But when I say compliment you, I mean, you know, it's kind of like yin and yang. You know, together you're better than you were even when you were apart. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Although know that you're perfect. You're perfect just the way you are. You don't need someone to complete you, but it's lovely to have someone to compliment you. There's a difference there. Okay. All right. Okay. All right. I'm gonna leave you with that, Karen. And I want you to do some nice things.
My name
yourself.
Is Suzanne, though.
Suzanne, oh, I'm so sorry.
Oh, that's okay.
All right. See, this is one of my things that I have. Sometimes I'm not as good as I could be with names. I'm
that's
so,
okay.
So sorry. Suzanne, okay. Suzanne, Suzanne. All right. I'm kind of smoothing out your energy. And, okay, and I want to just leave you with one more thing, positive self-talk, okay? I want you to keep the words that you say to yourself, and this isn't just for you, this is for everyone who's listening, positive self-talk, because guess what? Your subconscious believes everything you tell it. If you are telling your subconscious that, you know, you're not smart enough, you're not thin enough, you're not tall enough, you're not whatever enough, your subconscious is going to believe you, and you're sending that energy out into the universe as well. I feel like this is an important message. You send that energy out to the universe, and sometimes when we complain and we rehash old stuff, guess what the universe delivers? Because that's the energy you sent out, more of the same. So in order to break through that, you have to release the old energy, let it go, learn from it. I don't care what the experience was. I want you to find something positive to take out of it. Seriously, even if the experience is, I will never treat anyone like that because I know how that made me feel. Guess what? You just found something positive to take out of it and move on. Okay, Suzanne, I'm going to leave you with that, and I'm sending you much light and much love.
All right, thank you.
Oh,
okay, all right,
my
Suzanne. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Okay.
Oh, she's gone. Oh, she's gone. Oh, I've just got rid. Oh, no. I've just dropped the call. Kathy was on the line. I've just pressed the wrong button. I've just dropped Kathy as well. Oh, no. So, Kathy,
oh,
if you're listening,
okay.
ring back up. Sorry, I pressed the wrong button. Oh, bless
her.
Oh, dear. She's just been hanging on there for 7 minutes as well. Oh, no.
Oh, my goodness. See, I must have been thinking about her because I called Suzanne Kathy. I didn't mean to.
There she is. There she is. Oh, Kathy, hello.
Hi, Kathy.
Hi.
Sorry, I just pressed the wrong button then and cut you off.
I was wondering what happened.
Oh, so dear.
Lovely to connect with you.
You too.
Okay. Sorry, carry on.
Okay. So, Kathy, how can I help you?
Oh, Kathy was the caller earlier, but when you dropped your call.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Yes, of course. Oh, yeah. My goodness, Kathy. I was in the middle of speaking with you, and the call got dropped. And I was continuing on with the session. Because I was still connected with you energetically. So let me just tune into your energy again, Kathy. Okay, can you tell me, where did we leave off? How much did you hear, hon? If you just Cliff Notes version, I'll pick up from there.
Okay, I heard you say I was surrounded. Oh, how much I was loved. And that was
Yes. Yes, that's a message for everyone, but I was feeling that specifically with you as well, how much you are loved. And that, Kathy, I'm feeling truly, and you know, that you're surrounded by angels. Are you very spiritual already?
Yes.
You have strong religious roots? You are. Are you very religious, or is this more of
yes,
a, you're kind
both.
Of like, okay, Christian?
Mother Mary, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Mother Mary. Oh, you're talking my language. You're talking my language, Mother Mary. I was going to say that. Oh, my goodness. I connect with Mother Mary energy right now, and I can feel her beautiful vibration connecting in. And, I'm around your heart right now, and I'm getting lots and lots of goosebumps. I'm seeing the color green. It's just so very healing around your heart chakra. I think that people, when they're just around you, did people tell you that you're just lovely to be around? Truly. Is that something people say to you? Because you are really, truly lovely to be around.
Sometimes.
I feel as though that you already bring a healing vibration to people that you come in contact with. Do you ever question your spirituality? I mean, we all do because it's kind of general, but have you been asking questions about your spirituality, wondering if there's more?
Yeah, and why I'm not where I feel like I should be somewhere further along,
yeah.
But I know I'm probably in the right place.
Okay, well, the next thing I was going to say to you is you are exactly where you're supposed to be. That's your best message today. You are exactly where you are supposed to be. And I just got major goosebumps all over me. So that's a beautiful confirmation. It's an absolutely beautiful confirmation. And you are, you're just totally surrounded by angels. I've got my eyes closed and I see this beautiful green energy coming from your heart. I'm going to connect with your chakra right now. And I see in spirit you're just supported. I want you to know that you can connect with this energy at will. If you go to my website or you connect with me on Facebook or, Twitter or whatever, I have this posted everywhere. It is that beautiful affirmation, I am a pure channel of divine love. I release those things that no longer serve me. That's pretty bottom line, no matter where you are in your spiritual journey, because it connects with you. It connects intrinsically who you are. With the universe, with source, with God, with divine love.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I started writing it down, and then I didn't get it all, so I will go to your Facebook and get it. I'm at a quandary at what type of healing I want to do.
Well, I do divine energy sessions, and, of course, I would love to connect with anybody who would love to connect, with my sessions. I can do one. It can be short. I can do several. They can be longer. I like to do several because sometimes, and it doesn't have to be that way. It's up to the person what they feel that they want to do. I'll let spirit touch them, however. But sometimes when I shake up energy, and I'm shaking up your energy right now, sweetheart, you may not think about a lot of stuff right this minute. You may not feel anything. You may feel something tomorrow. You all of a sudden you may have memories of past experiences, and I don't know what those memories are. I want you to just be the observer, and I want you to look at them. And this is for you. If it brings up emotions, because life is tough, life can be sticky, we hold on to stuff, and our good old ego. Our ego is the filter between us and divine love. And the ego inherently is not a bad thing. It helps us to, walk through earth. We kind of become attached to it. My ego made me say that. It's kind of a filter. I want you to feel what you're feeling and be the observer and just sort of let these feelings pass by. And no matter what it was, no matter how painful the experience or the emotion that you're feeling, if you have had loss in your life, I want you to reframe that loss and understand that the people that have moved on are just simply, they're like on a different channel. I connect with a lot of children, and it was explained to me to convey to children, and I tell everyone this as well who's interested. In these different dimensions, it's like turning a channel in a television set. So say your uncle, your aunt, or a friend that has passed on before you, they're just in a different channel. Energy never dissipates. It's transformed into energy. And when they move on to this other channel of spirit, they're leaving that heavy coat behind, the coat being referred to as our physical body. But their essence, their beautiful heart and soul, they carry on with them into spirit. And know that you can pray for people that are in spirit. Sometimes I connect with people that have crossed over as well.
I do that.
Yeah. I love that.
My father comes to the ball.
Oh, I love that. See, I knew that. That's awesome. Uh-huh. I love that you're open to that. And do it more often. Yeah. Ask that he comes to visit you more often, and you'll feel his energy around. They love to leave little signs around, too, you know, like the flickering of a light. Yeah, it could be a light bulb that needs to be changed, or it could be a family friend or relative, truly, that wants to say hello. He may find a feather.
I heard he's always in the kitchen with me.
Oh, I love it. Does he like to cook, or does he like to hang around?
Yeah, I'm definitely going to contact you for some sessions.
Oh, good. I'm so grateful. You have a lovely vibe. And it was an honor to connect with you. I'm just going to smooth your energy down just a little bit. And I'm going to leave you with a giant heart over your heart chakra. And I thank you for letting me be part of your journey. And I look forward to chatting with you again.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, you're so welcome. Bye, Kathy.
Right.
So welcome.
Bless you, Kathy. Thank you
for giving me up again. Okay.
All right. Brilliant. Oh, what a fantastic call.
Oh, lovely.
Lady.
Oh, yes. Absolutely. I feel so blessed to be doing this today because, as you know, this is a little out of what I normally do. Usually I have a conversation, a telephone conversation with someone ahead of time to talk about what it is that they're going through, and I explain what I do, and then I connect with them energetically. And oftentimes we talk, you know, afterwards, too, and I'll support them with whatever their experiences are. But, you know, to be doing this in real time, I mean, this is just, I'm loving this. Very cool.
And it's awesome, and you're doing so well as well. You know, some of the stuff that you've come out with tonight that, you know, that, like they say, you know, you wouldn't normally do. It's that opening, you know, as I said, it's opening doors, you know, and it's new things coming in with everything that's going on at the minute. You know, a lot of people are finding these new areas of, let's say, subcategories to the work that they're doing. Yeah. And it's fantastic, absolutely fantastic.
Isn't it wonderful? Absolutely.
So we've literally got a couple of minutes left. We've got JSL in the chat room with one more question. How can we trust ourselves to know that we are loving ourselves when it feels confusing and doubtful that it is actually love that is extended to others?
Okay, could you repeat that one more time?
Yeah, how can we trust ourselves to know that we are loving ourselves when it feels confusing and doubtful is actually love that is extended to others?
Okay. Well, when you love yourself, you become a greater vessel, a stronger light to extend that out to other people. And that's where it begins. I mean, you know, as far as other people are concerned, what I want you to do, everyone, again, if you connect with it, wonderful. But what I do personally is, you know, I try not to judge others, okay? So, and therefore, you know, try not to judge yourself because, oh, wow, we can be really super judgy with ourselves as well, right? And when we judge ourselves, you know, we're not enough of this, we're not enough of that or whatever, we are disconnecting ourselves from love. We're disconnecting from who we are. The more you embrace yourself and make a conscious choice truly of connecting authentically with who you are, because each and every one of us, we're endowed with certain gifts. And, you know, this is a gift of mine, connecting with people and helping them release their blocks. But everybody has something special that they bring into this lifetime. And I believe each and every one of us comes here with a specific mission. So even if you're confused, you feel disconnected, you don't know what that mission is, go in with the pure intention, with the desire of connecting with that beautiful self, okay? And you have a higher self above you that's always connected with Source. And it sounds like, I just got goosebumps. So this is really powerful stuff. As you begin to clear yourself and release, you increase your vibration. And, you know, and again, you do this by connecting with Source. Try the affirmation, or maybe go for a Reiki session with someone, or do a divine healing session with me. Or if you want, say the affirmation and connect with Source yourself with the pure intention of releasing. Now, when you develop a better relationship with yourself, and I'm not talking about your ego, like, wow, I look pretty great in those jeans. That's awesome, but that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about your heart. I'm talking about your heart filling up with love. When you love yourself, you have so much love to offer everyone else. You're more compassionate to that stray cat. You're finding yourself trying to find your home. You know what I mean? You're pushing shopping carts back.
I'm going to have to cut, in. We've literally got 30 seconds left.
I don't believe it. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
No, bless you. Thank you very much for coming on the show. For anybody that wants to get hold of Deborah, please rewind the show. Get all her contact details that are at the beginning of the show. It's been an absolute pleasure having you on. Thank you so much.
Thank you. My pleasure. Namaste. Love to everyone. Thank you for having me.
All right. Bless you. Thank you. And everybody, back again on Sunday night at 9:30 UK time. Take care. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Bye-bye now.